Today, now investment banking is under the microscope. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. We may be used to the continued litany of bad behaviour by the banks, from charging for no service, mis-selling products, and offering conflicted advice, as the Royal Commission and Productivity Commission reports have revealed. But this week, the action announced by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, the ACCC, is, in my view, one of the potentially most significant events to yet happen in the banking industry. And this time the focus is on the lofty heights of investment banking. To recap, a two-year probe by Australia's consumer watchdog has resulted in criminal charges against ANZ, Citigroup, and Deutsche Bank, as well as six of their senior executives, over alleged cartel-like behaviour. The cartel conduct is alleged to have taken place following an ANZ institutional share placement in August 2015. The executives were in senior positions with Citigroup, Deutsche Bank and ANZ. The case, which is brought by the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions, CDPP, after an investigation by the ACCC, is the second prosecution of its kind to have been brought in Australia since competition laws were tightened in 2010. The first involved a Japanese company shipping cars to Australia. And that first cartel criminal case can be perceived as successful because the two global shipping companies pleaded guilty. These charges relate to the sale of $2.5 billion worth of unsold ANZ shares to investors in August 2015, and the ACCC alleges that senior executives from the three banks colluded in the way they dealt with these shares. The Competition and Consumer Act requires any trial of such offences to proceed by way of indictment in the Federal Court of Australia or the State or Territory Supreme Court. And the matter is listed before the Downing Central Local Court in Sydney on the 3rd of July 2018. The ACCC investigates cartel conduct, manages the immunity of processes, and in respect of civil cartel contraventions, takes proceedings to the Federal Court of Australia. The Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions is responsible for prosecuting criminal cartel offences in accordance with the prosecution policy of the Commonwealth. The ACCC refers serious cartel conduct to the CDPP for consideration of prosecution in accordance with the Memorandum of Understanding between the CDPP and the ACCC regarding serious cartel conduct. Now, cartels are forms of anti-competitive conduct, where cartel participants decide to stop competing and start colluding. Australian civil law has banned cartels for decades, but the practice only became a criminal offence in 2010. Even now, only its serious forms are subject to criminal law. Civil law still governs the rest. Cartels can take different forms. Commonly, participants collude by setting their prices. Other forms include output restrictions, dividing markets among cartel participants on mutually beneficial terms, and bid rigging, in which a commercial contract is decided in advance, but other operators put in sham bids to give the appearance of competition. But underlying this behaviour is a single driver as to why businesses or executives would stop competing and start colluding. Simply put, profit. In short, cartel participants cheat to get more money, creating higher prices and lower output in the process. This disadvantages consumers, the economy, and society at large, but lines their own pockets, naked greed. However, it needs to be said that proving criminal collusion in a court is harder than it might seem, as cartel collusion must be proved beyond reasonable doubt, and the evidence has to show that the individuals involved knew or believed that they were colluding. It's worth noting that there are differences in investigation procedures between criminal and civil cases. It is ultimately the CDPP's and not the ACCC's decision whether or not to prosecute. The final step is for criminal proceedings to be prosecuted. But the fact that these charges have been laid shows that the ACCC and the CDPP are prepared to go after the most powerful corporations and their executives for alleged cartel-like conduct. This is a wake-up call for many sectors in Australia and is an enormously important step for deterrence, because criminal charges are naturally more attention-grabbing than civil lawsuits. And the investment banking sector has just been put on notice as a result. Charging high-ranking bank executives will potentially make the deterrent more effective still, because high-ranking executives set the cultural tone for their organisations. Research has shown that significant prison time, or the threat of it, for individuals is a more effective deterrent than civil penalties, especially if the penalties are not set high enough, as was argued in the recent OECD report on corporate penalties for cartels in Australia. The report showed that the penalties applied in Australia were low in comparison with competition law regimes in the European Union and the United States. And it's still early days for Australia in terms of tracking down and punishing examples of cartel behaviour via criminal prosecutions. So, expect more of these kinds of charges in the future, given that the laws are only 8 years old and investigations of this type typically take years to reach fruition. Remember that the alleged cartel conduct in the latest case took place in August 2015, almost 3 years ago. But the latest development suggests that Australia is prepared to follow the example of the world leader in successful cartel-related criminal prosecutions, the United States. The US criminal regime is one of the oldest in the world, having existed since 1890. The US boom of cartel-related criminal cases began in the late 1990s with the Lysine cartel and the Vitamin cartel, and with the first foreign national being sentenced to imprisonment in July 1999. One of the first criminal cartel investigations inspired the production of the 2009 movie The Informant. The numbers further illustrate the success of the US criminal prosecutions. For instance, 27 corporations and 82 individuals were charged in the fiscal year 2011. Australia has a long way to go to match these numbers. But once again, the quest for profit in the banking sector may have led people to behave below community expectations, and this current case may not be the only case out there. After all, investment banking is all about turning a profit, and this is one reason why a Glass-Steagall separation between such speculative activity and the meat and potato lending and deposit taking, in my view, makes a lot of sense. Perhaps another reason for bankers to feel nervous. If you like what you've heard here today, please like the post and add a comment or question. If you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receives alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.